Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.
Sponsored by Virgin Mobile. We'll tell you when your phone is paid off. Virgin Mobile. Bring on amazing.
I just want to read out a couple of texts I've got in from you guys. So we're talking about Generation Z spending money on the gym membership rather than saving their cash. Somebody texts me saying I pay €50 a month on the gym. I'm 21. I absolutely love it. It's essential spending for me. I'd be lost without it. I use the gym 4 times a week. So it works out at about €3 per go. Makes me feel and look so much better. My plan is to start saving when I'm 25. Someone else says, I'm one of the crazy people who spend €200 a month on the gym. I'm male, I'm early 20s, and I know it's an awful lot of cash and a third of my rent, but I'm not ashamed of it. Appearance is really important to me, and I don't have room at home for gym equipment needed because I share a house with others. I'm getting a lot of texts in like this because earlier on, myself and Audrey, my producer, were talking about a survey in the papers today that says young people value going to the gym ahead of saving for their future. My dad would be going bananas listening to this, I have to say. So we thought we better call Paul Merriman from askpaul.ie, and he's on the line. Hi, Paul.
Hey, Jennifer, how are things?
Good, you're very welcome to the show. Now, we were talking about this survey that says 60% of young people say that staying fit is more important than saving. Is that surprising to someone like you?
No, it's not surprising at all. I don't think there's anything wrong with it. I mean, the survey was done between 18 and 24 years of age. But I'd much prefer to see people keeping fit. There's also healthy eating in there as well, and also mindset as well, and mental health. So I think that's extremely important. But just, for example, that person who texted in saying they spend €50 per month in the gym. I mean, to combat that, just start putting €50 into the credit union if you did feel that you wanted to save something. I think young people should be saving something if they can, but even a very small amount into something like credit union over a very long period of time just helps you create that better saving habit. And that's what it's all about, creating a different habit. But it doesn't have to be hundreds, it doesn't have to be thousands, it can be just something small regularly on a monthly basis. But also, Jennifer, this survey, the other part of the survey in the press this morning, was that 73% of 18 to 24 olds said it was more available to get information on mental health and physical health than it is to get support around their financial health. We don't teach people about money in school.
No.
When you leave school, actually, most people first encounter tax even when they get emergency tax. When you get your first job, you get absolutely hammered by emergency tax and you panic and you might ask a parent or somebody, you know, what's this? So we don't educate enough. So I'm not surprised by this whatsoever. But I do think that we make a bit of a drama when things be bigger. I think 50 quid, 100 quid a month, whatever you can afford, put it aside. And even if it just means you're saving for a holiday next year, you don't need to start saving for a mortgage at 20-odd. Don't even worry about pensions at 20-odd. Have a good time, enjoy your life, but also create a little bit of a good habit.
Habit, yeah. You mentioned that, and that's really good advice, because a lot of the texters today, it seems like they're just putting it on the long finger. You know, they're just putting it off. Like, I'm going to the gym now because it's hopeless me of ever getting a house. But you think it's important to set these good habits when you're young.
Yeah, exactly. It's not about the house. It's not about the mortgage. No. Well, people are in their 30s, 40s now. It's about just creating that little habit, and then you can up that habit. So if you do get a better job, or you get a promotion, or you move up the ranks, you get more money, then you can start maybe turning that 50 into €200 or 200 to €500. And therefore, you created a habit. And that's what it's all about. And actually, we have a very good savings challenge on the Ask Paul Instagram page. It's when people can start with as little as €1 today, then €2 next week, and €3 the following week. And over a 12-month period, you'll save €1,378. That's a really cool challenge of thousands of people tagging each other and sharing it and getting involved. So it's a really good way to start saving.
Right.
Everybody that's listening today has €1 somewhere. You find €1 in the back of the couch. So you can literally start today if you wanted to start saving. I think the article is a bit headline grabbing. I think it's great that people are in the gym. I think it's great they're working out and they're looking after their bodies and their minds. And I think they probably get a bit of a hard time. But also, we've got a lot of people coming to us in their early 20s that have one of the biggest questions we get these days.
What is it?
What to do with lump sums. You know, so we've got a lot of people in their early 20s that have got money from COVID-19, or they might have set up a small business already and are making really good money. It might be influencers, it might be various different things. And there's a lot of smart 20-year-olds out there. I think they get a bad rap sometimes. And I think that there's a lot of people doing really good, smart things with their money. And that's great if you can. But like I said, let's just take it back to basics. A very small amount of savings on a regular basis is all you need.
To get into that habit, yeah. Okay. And what are you telling people to do with the lump sum? Credit union.
Big thing. A lot of people want to invest because they've seen a lot of content online from American content creators or in the UK. A lot of aspects of cryptocurrency, various things. So we'd always say there's three rules before you invest. Make sure you have no short-term debt. And make sure that you have kind of money set aside for the next few years. Any cash you don't need over a 5-year period, maybe. So if you had got money, say if you had a large lump sum, you want to put some money towards maybe a house in 10 years' time or 5 years' time, you should maybe possibly look at investing that money, trying to get a better return, because obviously credit unions deposit accounts are 0%. But yeah, that's really it. And then the other thing for young people who are on this topic is try as much as you can stay away from borrowing, because if you do get into a situation where you can't pay a loan back for whatever reason that might be, you're going to be negatively affected on the credit register for up to 5 years. It'd be very difficult then if you're not going to set up a business or get a car loan or get a house or something in the future. So it is important that you spend a little bit of time thinking about your finances from 18 to maybe 24 years of age as well. But I don't think there's anything rocket science needs to be done. You don't need to be saving every penny or anything like that. Just keep an eye on it and make sure you're in good shape by the time you get your mid-20s, which is probably little or no borrowing and a little bit of saving.
A little bit. I just want to take your attention to this. Well, it was a different survey. It was a UK survey, and it showed that over 1.5 million streaming subscriptions were dropped between April and the end of June 2022. Did you see this? How much can you save by taking care of your subscription spending?
Nothing. Sorry, pittance. You're looking at seven or 9 quid a month. So I think people, again, are focusing on the wrong areas. I think this is a lot to do with the cost of living increasing and inflation, and people are panicking, especially in the UK. But look, you're right. They're going to look at your phone and see where they're going. They're not using. I think Netflix has been the one that's been absolutely hammered here. They're going to really struggle this year with their stock price as well in the back of this, because practically there's sort of massive numbers of people leaving the platform. But all in all, I don't think, you know, the majority of people don't need to drop the €9 subscription. They might need to look at their overall finances. That, like, you'd probably save more by changing your utility bills, be looking at your broadband prescriptions, etc. And obviously, if you're really, really, like, got down to maybe social welfare payments on, you've lost a job or whatever, then you do need to maybe take extreme measures. But I think there's been a lot of negative press as well. A lot of press, really, sorry, negative talking about the possibility of the recession, the possibility. I think we're very scarred from what happened in 2007 in this country. I don't think it's going to be that bad if it does happen. And I think, people are kind of maybe a little bit panicking too quick. But it's very rarely you meet somebody that needs to cancel a Netflix subscription. I mean, it's very, very rare that we see that happen. So, again, in the UK, that survey was from the UK. And in the UK, they are, in fairness, there are 66 million people as well, don't forget. So 1.5, it's a big headline, but in Ireland, it wouldn't be anywhere near that. So it's cancelling.
Okay. So back to the question that kicked this all off. How much is too much to spend on a gym? Is €100 a month a bit over the top?
I think that's okay. I mean, I heard someone saying €200 per month and they love it and they go 4 or 5 times a week. I mean, like, I'm not being smart. Look, okay, if you're only earning 400, you know, you're 100 quid a week in a part-time job, it's way too much. So it's all relative to what you're earning, I suppose. But, you know, I'm not trying to be too corny here, do you? You're young, go to the gym, work out. You've got between now and age 65, you're 40 years to get to retirement age. So have a ball while you can, work out, feel fit. I think 200 quid is probably where you start thinking or questioning, especially if you hadn't got anything else up financially. You know, I'd rather see maybe €100 going to the gym and €100 going to savings, technically speaking. But like I said, I think that age demographic getting way too much hammered by the press.
You don't have to save. You can save for a holiday. You can save for a bloody Gucci bag, good spending habits.
Yeah, and in fairness, you're dead right. So what you should be doing, if you're going away every year, there's no point in paying 200 quid for the gym if you're going and putting your holiday in your credit card this time next year. You know, and paying 15 or 20% interest on a credit card. That's madness. So, personal finance, it does come down to an awful lot of common sense as well. You know, and you can have all the gurus in the world talk about personal finance, but it comes down to money in, money out. So it's just as simple as much you're getting in and much is going out. Everyone, you know, 18-year-old plus, everyone's an adult. They can decide where they want to put their money. But, like I said, from earlier on, just a little bit of saving.
€1
this week, €2 next week, €3 the following week, and you'll have 1,378 by the end.
1,378 by the end of
12 months period, 52 weeks.
And I do that, so €1 this week, €2 next week.
Then €3, €4, €5, etc. So the idea is that you change your spending habits as you go through the year. So week 45, you have to save 45 quid, which would be hard for some people. But you're looking to maybe drop the coffee every day and only have 3 coffees a week, or maybe bring your lunch to work one day a week rather than eating out 5 days a week. So you're trying to make small changes over a long period of time. And that's what personal finance is all about. It doesn't have to be too rocket science. It's quite basic.
Paul, you do a lot of Insta Lives and give a lot of great advice to young people. Where can people find you if they want to go and check you out?
Yes, the Ask Paul on the Instagram page. Just say there's a free financial academy there. So, no, 73% people said they didn't know where to go. But if you head over to the Instagram page, it's all free content and there's a free financial academy and everything you need to know about personal finance. Regards, watch your ages.
Lovely. It's all there. AskPaul.a. Paul, you're a legend. Thanks for coming on the show. Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.